Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, as we bring you tonight on this December 26, 2011, a fantastic show for you, a two-hour show. We're going to be talking about old-school relationships. Why isn't it like it used to be, the old chivalry and everything we used to do back in the day to you women? Why is it not like that today? What is going on, and why does this not exist anymore? And we're going to be talking about that, so we'll be getting some people to call in, and those that are interested that have any questions on that. We're also going to have the chat room, which I'm opening right now. We're going to have that going on, and we're going to do our thing. So right now what we're going to do is see if we got some of our other guests here, our other hosts, and I think we have Miss Carmen. Is that you?
Yes, it's me.
How you doing? How was your Christmas?
Oh, Christmas was good, but today I felt my joints tightening up. It's not going to be a good week.
Oh, man, we don't want that to happen to you. Oh, you got to make sure your joints are tightened up. Did you grease them up or what? Did you eat too much or what happened?
No, I think I'm about to have a flare up, but I got
an appointment with the tissue.
Okay.
I will see if that makes a difference. One of my friends swear by it.
Okay. We got another caller here. The numbers are all one, so state your name, where you're calling from.
Man, you know it's me.
Well, you know, usually I recognize your number, but when all these ones come up, you know, it's like you don't want nobody to know who it is, so I figured I'd ask. How you doing?
What's happening, man? Last show of the year, really, the last Monday of the year.
Absolutely, and, you know, it definitely is that, so... How's things going for you? How was your Christmas?
Oh, man, I can't complain. You know, I did more spending than receiving, but, like, I played this game, White Elephant. It's the first time I played, and I jacked somebody else's present, so I'm feeling good.
Yeah, that White Elephant's no joke. For those who don't know, that's when you get a gift that's, you know, a lot of people give gifts, and sometimes there's prank gifts, and sometimes there's good gifts, and this depends, and you trade it off. I guess you go through and you can trade the gifts off or whatever. I don't know if you played the game, but it's a crazy deal that goes on during the Christmas season. So, yeah, well, I'm glad to have you both here, and Cotton's going to be coming on as well. And tonight's subject, as you know, is we're going to be talking about relationships the old school way, how we used to, you know, those who know, how I used to go out and you know, court women and actually, you know, take them on a date, you know, and do things with them and actually have fun with someone before you actually try to get them in bed and try to learn them. So why is it that kind of thing doesn't happen anymore a lot? I'm not going to say it's completely gone or that chivalry's dead or anything like that, but why is it that, is it because we're in this microwave world now where things are, everything is so quickly, everything has got to be happening now, that people just don't take time out in relationships like that anymore? And whoever wants to answer can go ahead and answer that.
I'm going to go ahead and let women go first, ladies first. Go ahead, Carmen. Enlighten us.
You've never let the ladies go first before. Don't try to act all chivalrous now.
Well, that is a little chivalry, isn't it? Yeah, that is kind of sound like a chivalrous thing. So, yeah, but what is your take on that?
Because men are men, and women are letting them get away with it. So thanks so much, chicks, for making it hard for the rest of us.
Now, what does that mean, men are men? I hear it all the time, like,
yeah,
it's just automatic. Men are men. What does that mean?
Men will behave the way you allow them to behave. And if chicks are giving them a free pass, they don't have to work for the ass. Why would they?
Okay, so you got to work for it? Why do you have to work for ass? Why can't you just take somebody out and, you know, why does it have to be work?
Because it's ass, gas, or cash. Nobody rides for free.
God damn, no wonder they doing all this stuff. Then if you're talking like that, so that's what it is. It's ass and cash, and that's what it's about. When you go out on a relationship with someone, you're looking for, if he ain't got no money, he ain't getting no pussy. Is that what you're saying?
No,
is that what I'm hearing?
Paying no bills.
So he's got to pay a phone bill or something. Some rent or some shit.
Hey, hold on. Stop it. That's not cute. Pay my own damn bills. No.
Okay, now come on back. You're starting to fade out on me now. Now explain yourself, because you're saying it's ass and for cash and all this.
It was a joke. Did you all lose your sense of humor over Christmas?
No.
Go
by what you said.
The part I was curious about was when I said men will, they behave the way women allow them to behave. If you accept this kind of behavior for them, and yes, I'll repeat that, if you don't make them put in any work for the ass, then that's how they're going to treat it. Like, it's something important to them.
What amazes me is how we blame this on men, when the truth of the matter is, you just said men will be men. So the thing is men haven't changed. Men haven't changed at all. It's the women that have changed. It is the women who want to become more like men, and they got exactly what they wanted, but with none of the respect that comes along with it. So,
and I agree with you. I agree with you on that. Go ahead.
So ultimately what it comes down to is this. At some point, women forgot they have all the power, especially when it comes to sex, and they gave it away. They gave away the power willingly. So now there's a lot of women out there with none, so they just settle. You know what I'm saying? It's better to have something.
So did you not hear me? Because I said that exact same thing. I said men will actively allow them to act. You said
but see, I don't see how it could be men. I don't see why you're saying it's men because the roles have changed. Women are now, because they work and they do all these things and they get these high-paid jobs and everything now, they've changed their role on even how they go after men. You know, a lot of times they go and get the numbers, they take, that has changed.
There's nothing wrong with aggressive women.
My job has nothing to do with our relationship. What is my job?
I'm not saying it's not you. We're not saying you personally. We're talking about how some women have taken that because they work now. They don't need a man for nothing else but sex, if that. And they figure, well, he don't have to take care of me. He ain't got to do this. He ain't got to do that because he has, I got a job. I'm making plenty of money. I'm doing all this. I don't need him for shit, but maybe some sex, maybe, if I want him for that, and then I can get rid of him. You know, I mean, I hear that. Even in Jill Scott music, I hear that. I mean, you know, women are doing that. So the roles have changed. So how is men in control? I don't see how men are the ones that.
I said men were in control. I said men.
But you're saying that women.
Women
you said
have
women let
their
men.
Standards.
You said. You said women let men.
Now go let me talk.
I'm gonna let you talk, but what I'm saying is you. I'm going back what you just said, and then I'm gonna let you say whatever you want to.
You said that women. Okay.
Well, you told us. This is what you said on the air. You said women are letting men treat them the way they do. That's the reason why men are getting over on women. That's what you said.
Okay, so how is that blaming the man? How is it blaming the man? I'm blaming the. I'm putting the blame on them because we have allowed this.
You know why it's blaming the man? Is because you're saying that men are always looking to get over on a woman, so women are letting them do it. That's why it's blaming the man.
How can I say men are always? When I said was men behave the way women allow them to behave. So yes, if you're letting him short, then you make it harder for the next woman to protect herself enough.
ML Rogers in the chat room said, we as women ask for it. We started playing the role and forgot how to be a woman. And that's what I'm saying. Do you not agree with that? That women are now, they've gotten so, you know, into the workforce and other things, you know, and I understand that they are taking care of the home because men are not there. I understand all that. I get that. But has women lost their focus? Is that why chivalry is gone and all of that? Is that why we're in this microwave deal? I mean, just, what do you think?
No, I think it's because the media tells us that we need to accept any kind of man because we're not going to get the committed relationships we seek. Somehow, especially black women, somehow we're not worthy to be married. We're not worthy of love us individually. So now we feel like we got to share. We got to take share because, like you said, that man is better than no man at all.
Wow. So women actually feel this way. Let me see if I can get some women to call in. The number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and we're talking about what happened to relationships. Actually, why is it not the way it used to be, old-school relationships, where men are actually taking time out to take women out and actually get to know them before they actually get them dead. Some of the stuff that has come up is the reversal of roles and everything. So we just want to see what you think. And if you would call in 347-215-8539, we can find out exactly what exactly is going on. And we may have a caller right here that's calling in 773 area code. Do you have a question? State your name.
I just have a comment. This is Mary Rogers.
Hello, Mary. I'm so glad that we saw you in the chat room, and now we got you here. Now go ahead and make your comment.
Okay, I'm just going to be honest. There was a time, and you're right, with the ain't nothing going on but the rent. Roles have been flipped. Men has in turn decided they play the bitch role. Women decide they're going to play the man role. But it's still not equal opportunity at all. It just isn't. You cannot be a man, and a man cannot be a woman. And it's the truth. Roles have been switched, period.
Okay. Okay. Well, I agree with you on that. I think that roles have switched. But when you say men are being a bitch, what do you mean? They're not stepping up to the plate?
Okay, I'll take that back. Some men will sit back and play that role because that woman has allowed him to play that role. Just say it's
and
the type of money,
okay,
who's bringing in the money or more than him. He'll sit up and he'll accept it and he'll take it. And some men, another man to come along and think that's the right way to go, and it isn't. It's just not.
So do you think that that also works with women who make more money than men? This is a whole other question, really, a whole other subject. But
I
women
know,
who
right?
make more money than men, and they try to play this thing because they make more than the man, that they step in this role, or does that have any play in that as well?
I believe it has a play. They step into that role. And then someone else is looking at, oh, the grass is green on that side, and then they'll try it, but it's not working out for them. It started out as a trend thing, the way I see it, and we as men and women lost focus.
Hmm. Well, panel, what y'all think about that, panel? Go ahead and comment on that, what Ms. Rogers is saying.
I think, like, you know, this DV, I honestly believe that she is right on a lot of points, because the truth of the matter is we are all, as people, as the human race, impressionable. And anytime we see something that works for somebody else, we automatically want to emulate. Like, you know, we look at, you know, musicians. Remember back in the 90s, everybody wanted to rap. So, you know, everything that rappers did, black people wanted to do. You know, you take it back to the 70s. When there was a lot of, you know, 60s and 70s, when there was a lot of women's suffrage going on. There were women who were burning their bras, so there were girls who wanted to do the same thing simply because, you know, not because they knew what the cause was, simply because they wanted to emulate, you know, the feelings that everybody else on TV has. So we are that type of society where if we see something working for somebody else, we don't really want to work for it, but we definitely want the benefits of it. So there are a lot of women out there who, you know, they see that, there are people who, like Oprah, who don't have a man, you know, or a steady man, and she's successful and she's wildly rich. So, I mean, they kind of take on that persona where they don't need a man in order to be successful, you know. And look at Stedman. Whenever she's with him, he's kind of like the yes man. So, you know, guys are like, well, if I'm going to be with a successful woman, you know, sometimes I just have to shut up and take it. So,
okay.
I think there's a lot of that going on, but. You know, at the end of the day, I honestly feel like, you know, everybody, as much as everybody wants to run away from it, we all have our roles. You know, and as a man, even from the beginning of the time, the man was a hunter-gatherer, and the woman, you know, either, you know, she stayed home and took care of the kids. Today, we can't necessarily do that, but the thing is we have to, these are roles that have permeated through every civilization through the beginning of time, you know, and they worked up to a point. So I don't think we should be vacating these roles simply because I don't feel like I don't want to be that person. You know, if you want a relationship to withstand the test of time, sometimes you're going to have, as a woman, you're going to have to learn how to cook. Sometimes as a man, you're going to have to learn how to, you know, go out there and work with your hands and bust your hump. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's another thing. A lot of these girls today, I've heard women, young and even some older women, had actually say they're looking for a man that can cook and all this stuff. I just don't understand what happened to all of that. I mean, nobody's trying to keep you in the kitchen. I mean, we want you to do work or whatever you want to do. If you have a career that you want to do, that's fine. I'm just only talking for me personally. But my thing is what happened to being a man and what happened to being a woman? I mean, you know, like I said, it's all microwave now. Everybody is trying to get some so fast, you know, they're not even worrying about how you get there. They just want to get there. You know, what happened to the journey? That's what we were talking about last week. What happened to the journey?
And you know what's funny? We live it longer than we've ever lived, but everybody wants to rush every
journey to get to the orgasm. It's not the orgasm itself. It's the journey to get to it. What happened to that? And that's what we want to find out. If you call in, the number is 347-215-8539. This is World Sex Radio. So, Mary, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Oh, God. I mean, I totally agree with DV, and I'm just waiting for the roles to go back to where they were. And I believe gender, one was taken for granted, so no one is willing to submit to the role that they should be in.
So what do we have to do? How can we fix that? If there was a way to fix it today, what could we do that we could suggest to get people to decide to go back into the roles that they need? How can we do that?
Well, first of all, I believe some of us really need to take our head out of the media, out of the reality shows, out of the magazines, out of the books, out of the fictional. It's just not real.
Okay.
True,
I agree with you on the
man,
media, especially with the
it's woke.
Right.
And no one's willing to do the work, period.
Yeah. Well, you know, I agree. A relationship is a work, and whether you're married or not, or if you're just with someone, it takes time and compromise to be with someone, and you're gonna have to be able to know where the happy medium is between. I agree with you there. So my thing is, and I also agree with the media how we got these housewives of whatever, and the basketball wives, all these different reality shows. Everything is a reality show now. I mean, they got reality shows on how to take a shit. You know what I mean? There's just so many reality shows out there now that tells people these different things, and people believe this stuff is really happening. You know, it's just
and
amazing.
They are scripted. That's what killed me. There ain't nothing
real
scripted about these reality shows.
I mean, the only thing that's not real about it, okay, it's scripted. But what he means in that is the situation is told to them, and then they just say what they want to say to make that situation go on. But, you know, I mean, the words are not, you know, what they actually say to each other is not scripted, but the situation is. They might say, well, the day so-and-so is playing around on his wife, and she finds out,
he finds out about it,
whatever. And then they start talking about that. And then bring it out in whatever way they do. So, yeah, it is scripted. It's still not even real. So, but people actually believe this stuff. So I agree with you, Mary. That's definitely a problem, an issue. And I just don't know how we can fix this because it needs to be fixed. It really does.
Yeah,
and it's not just in the African-American community. It's the whole community of people that this is going
on. But, see, Red, it took more than a generation for us to get to this point. You know, it
absolutely
took several generations. So the thing is, if we're going to fix it, we're going to have to go back. Every one of these newbies, I'm talking like, you know, 20 and younger, who don't know how to, you know, cook, clean, wash or sew, every one of these knuckleheads who don't know how to take care of a woman, who don't know how to, you know, take care of his household, these are the people that we have to teach without them being too stubborn to learn. You know, because when they have kids, they're going to have to teach their kids. Right now, they don't know nothing, and they don't want to learn anything. So, I mean, what are they going to teach their kids? Is a woman going to teach? If a woman who don't know how to cook going to teach her children how to cook? No. Is a man who don't know how to take care of his household or be responsible for his children going to teach his kids to be responsible? No. So,
right,
until we get to that point where we sit people down and, you know, we talk to our kids so that if they make a mistake, we let them know it's not the end of the world, but that they have to, you know, keep it moving, it's always going to get crazier and crazier.
Right. But my thing is there's got to be a solution or some suggestions on how we can get to that point. Because, you know, we know it's a problem. We know it's there. We know that the chivalry and everything that people do, you know, opening the door for your woman, you know, helping her out, you know, just setting her down at the table, you know, just being in a conversation with somebody and talking about things other than sex and all that, it's just, you know, how do you get back? Like you said, it has to be taught, but there has to be some kind of way that we can actually get to that, and that's what we want to find out from the people that call in to tell us what do they think that we should be able to do, you know, on how we can get that done. Of course, we can't solve it ourselves, but we definitely want to do that. So we want to find out how can we fix that, and we got Cotton that's here now, and we'll bring her up to speed right now. Basically, we're talking about old school relationships and how we can fix it to where it can be back right where it is. Reversal of roles, people changing the way things are, women not, you know, stepping in where they used to be, men not stepping in where they used to be. You know, it's not just one-sided, you know. I mean, I know Carmen was saying that the men are these women are letting men get away with stuff. I still want to get more elaboration on that.
Carmen's still here?
Oh,
yes,
I
she's
can
still
talk
here.
Now?
Oh, okay. There you go.
Oh, somebody said you couldn't talk? Oh, see, now, don't
y'all
even play like that.
Y'all were talking all over me. Hell, Carmen can't say
y'all
nothing.
Who?
Don't start. Look,
okay,
I'm going to say this.
Carmen, go ahead.
I see a lot of what you all are saying, and then y'all are going to say I'm taking it personal. I can't help but take it personal. I am, I guess, more or less the kind of woman that we're talking about. But even with that, I was raised in a household where both my parents worked, and my mother was a professional woman, and just due to the nature of the industry she was in, she made more money. But at home, there was never a question. My father was the head of the house, and no one in the house questioned that, not her, not us, no one. And so we all knew those roles. So So I was raised to be the kind of woman who gets an education and has a professional career. But when it comes to my personal life, the roles are still the same. The man is a man. And if I choose to be with a man, I'm going to follow a man. I'm going to pick a man whose lead I can follow because he's going to be the head of the house.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Now, saying that, I'm glad you kind of brought that in and segue into that, because I think a lot of women nowadays is getting that thing mixed up. When you say head of the household and all that, I think they get it confused because they're worried about a man being over them as a person, and I think that that's the wrong concept. I mean, yes, you know, they say men being the head and he's leading and stuff, but to me, my understanding of that, and even using, and I'm not getting into the Bible, but even using that as a background, it's still you and him making that decision together. He just makes maybe the final say, but it's still both of you together that's making this thing happen. So, yeah, he may say this or he may say that, and I think a lot of women get this thing confused. If a man is doing that, he's running them and you know, and all that, and I think that's what they run from. Can y'all elaborate on that?
I think that comes from the fact that they're following the wrong men. Because I think at the end of the day, someone has to make the final decision. And the way I grew up in my house, it will be my husband who makes that final decision. But I would never marry a man who didn't care about my opinion. Oh, I don't really give a damn what you say, Carmen, or how you feel about it. I'm going to do it my way, and that's that. No, that's not a relationship. I'm going to marry a man who takes into account my opinion and says, okay, well, based on everything that we've laid out before us, I think the best thing to do is this. And even if I slightly disagree or think, well, maybe B might be a better plan, then I'm going to go with what he says because he's the man of the house and I trust him to lead our house. But no, he's not going to just disrespect me and be like, oh, well, I don't really give a damn what you want. I don't think that that's the way it works. And if you're following a man like that, then you chose the wrong man. Don't blame it on the roles. You chose the wrong man.
Okay, I agree. Cotton, what do you have to say on that?
I agree. I hear people complain about that kind of stuff all the time. And it's like, do you ever stop to think that you weren't meant to be with that person, or maybe you should wait on God to get God's permission before you just jump into something. Instead, we want to blame the other person. Nobody ever wants to point the finger in and say, well, you know what? I probably shouldn't have even got with him in the first place. So it's kind of my fault too. You know, he is who he is. He was who he was, or she was who she was when you met them. You thought they were going to be somebody different to you because you are who you are. It doesn't work that way. If I'm in a relationship with somebody, especially, you know, if I stay knowing that that person is like that,
right.
it now becomes right. your own fault. It's not the other person's fault anymore. It's yours.
All right, well, I think we have a caller. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Okay, I don't know. I can't say where area code because it's all ones, just like DV, so I don't know where you're calling from. But if you have a question.
This is Melody. I'm listening tonight.
Okay, so you want to get in, huh?
I can't get in because if I start talking, I'm really not in the climate that I should be really talking much.
You're not in your zone.
No. I don't want to be in the middle of something that somebody walks in on me and I'm just having to you know what I'm saying? So if I can say, I'll say, but I'm listening right now.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, sweetheart.
No problem.
Keep listening, okay? Keep listening. All
right? Okay. I will.
Okay. All right. And being you're in the chat room too, right?
No, I'm not in the chat room.
Okay.
I'm bare bones at the moment.
Okay, I got you. Okay. All right. Okay, so getting back to
the CIA.
Well, you know, okay, so here we go. And go ahead, I know you got something to say. It's itching to you. Go ahead, baby.
Yeah, me. All right. I have this saying that I tell people. Submission does not mean subjugation. You know, there are people who, you know, especially women, who don't want, you know, the last word to be said by the man, so because they think it's some form of subjugation. Like, you know, if he says that and I disagree with it and I don't do anything, that makes me less of a woman. And that really gets under their skin. At some point, you know, there are a lot of women who have to realize, well, look, you know, if you trust this man enough to be with him, then you have to trust some of the decisions that he's going to make, even if they're against what you typically go for, you know, because there is, you know, no matter how long you're in a relationship, y'all both going to make mistakes. Y'all both going to do something completely wrong that might set you back. But these are the things that we all have to live with. Now, if that man is not willing to take what you say into consideration, like Karma said, and you know, the same thing with everybody else, then perhaps it's time you find somebody who's willing to listen to you. But simply because he does not listen to you one or two or three times does not make you shouldn't feel like you're less of a person. You know, there are people with strong opinions, and you have to take them for that. If you know, just because he doesn't listen doesn't mean he's always wrong. And just because, you know, you don't feel like you have anything, you're feeling like you don't have anything to contribute, doesn't mean that he secretly behind closed doors, he's not like, well, look, you know, maybe she's right about this, I'll go ahead and do it this way. He should come out and
say
it's very difficult for men to do it.
Stevie, yeah, this is because he doesn't listen. That's what you mean, right? You mean because he doesn't agree.
No, the thing is there's some men who will, in your face, may not agree with you, but then when it comes time to make the decision, they'll choose the decision that the woman made, but they won't tell the woman necessarily. They're like, okay, well, I don't want her to know it.
No, listen to what I'm saying. You said just because a man doesn't listen to you, and I'm saying I think my husband should always listen. He may not agree.
I don't mean something as strongly as listening to you.
Yeah.
Just because you feel like he may not listen to you.
Or just because he chooses to go a different way.
Or, you know, but like I said, it all comes down to compromise. It's not always going to be 50-50. Sometimes it's going to be 70-30. Sometimes, you know, he may agree with the things that you say more than, you know, you agree with the things that he says. But there's no such thing as 50-50. It's just not. There's not going to be a perfect, you know, ebb and flow. So, I mean, like I said, it comes down to the very beginning of what I said. Just because you feel like he's not listening does not make you subjugated. You know, sometimes you just have to sit down and I'm like, I think you choose, you know, I think you're on the wrong path, but this is the way you want to go, baby. This is the way we're going to go. Next time I get to make a decision. And if he cool with that, that's cool. If he like, I don't never want to hear anything that you got to say, then you know that's not the person you need to be with.
Hmm. That's deep. Real deep. But you know something, I agree with that because a lot of times, you know, and like I said, if you're going to be in a relationship with someone and you've been in it quite some time, you're going to find that you're not going to always agree. But, you know, I mean, you might find out quicker, you may find out less or more, you know, time that you be with someone. But that goes back to what the original question was in this whole conversation about dating someone. You know, you find out these things when you date. But, you know, if you're not, when you jump into bed with someone and you want to just have sex with them and that's all the whole relationship is built on, then you're not going to find out all these things until after maybe, and then you're ready to break up because you didn't know before. But the thing is that's why you date, so you can find out about people and find out where they're coming from and before you rush into all this other stuff. You know, and we're in this microwave society now where people aren't doing that because they don't want to take time out to learn a person and see what's going on with them and everything because they feel like they want to hurry up and get it and that's it before somebody else get it or something like they're going to jump. Somebody else going to get it before they do. So they try to jump on it and everything is based on that. And then you don't have shit afterwards because that's it. No communication. So that's what I'm trying to find out is how can we get back to the original old school dating vibe? How can we get back to that? One of the things that was said tonight was the roles have to go back into play. So how do we fix it? What are some suggestions on how we can fix that or try to get ourselves back on the right path to do that and be that example so that the younger people can see that so they can do it because they're just like, you know, fuck this. You know, like you said, all the media and everything that's going on, it's all about let's get some sex, let's do it now. How do we fix it?
I think it
goes back. Oh, go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead.
I think it started with the women.
It started with the women.
more, if women expect more from men, I think men will do more. If you stop with him on the first date, then that won't be his expectation.
What happens on the first date? What did you say on the first date? Sleeping with him on the first date?
Are you going to attack me?
Is that what you said? Because, I mean, I don't know too many women that does that. I mean, there are some, I'm sure, but there's not a lot of women that do that. But still, the thing is,
there's a lot. Believe me, there's a lot.
Yeah.
No. I'm not saying that. I guess it depends on where you are.
Right.
But in my 50 years of life, I have not met a lot of women that will sleep with you on the first date.
Listen, it ain't got to do with that.
What I'm saying, I don't think it has anything to do with me or anything like that. I think what it is the type of people that you're addressing. Now, if you meet a lot of women that's fucking on the first date, then maybe it's you then. I can say that about that to you. It could be that you're fucking with hoes. But what I'm saying is, you know, it's not even about that. Let's just look at it like this. Okay, you're saying that they don't sleep with them on the first date. So what if they sleep with them on the second date? What's the difference?
Okay, so let me chime in really quickly.
Yeah, please chime in.
It's not necessarily the other person. It's what you're looking for out of them as a man. If that's what you're looking for them to do, is to sleep with you on the first date, and if they're okay with that, or if they want to try to hold on to you, or think that you're going to take them out and do something different with them, or maybe you're going to buy them something, then they probably will. But if you're the kind of man who says, no, baby girl, that's not what I want to do with you. I want to do this with you because I want to get to know you as a woman. It's, as Carmen said, it's up to us women. But at the same time, when it comes in that circle right there, it's up to a man to step up and really be a man and say, this is not what I want from you. I want you to be this kind of woman because this is what I'm looking for. For the most part, nobody's looking for anything because women have come to the conclusion that men don't want nothing but sex, and a lot of times from previously till now, a lot of men only want women for sex.
Well, you know something,
let me chime in. Go
ahead.
If that's not what they're looking for, they certainly aren't making that known.
Well,
right.
Let me say this, because I get tired of hearing this all the time. It seems like hold up. Every time I keep hearing women always say men, that's all they want. Not every man just want to fuck. And y'all need to get that out of your mind, that every man, that's all they want to do is be with you for that. Y'all need to get that out of your mind, because that's the whole problem. Every time y'all keep thinking that way, that's what y'all think y'all getting, and it's not true all the time. That's not true. Not every man wants to do that.
It's not all the time. But the majority, because, see, we women, I mean, being a woman, I get it a lot. And you think that the man is, you know, you hope that he wants to just to get to know you as an individual, but the bottom line is he just wants to fuck. So how do you tell us that we need to get that out of our minds when that's all we're presented?
Well, it depends on who you're going around, because you might be going around niggas that's all they want to do is fuck. You know,
right.
It depends on what you're around.
That.
Well, wait, hold on.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the thing.
I don't even have to leave my house, and you know this for a fact, Red. I don't even have to leave my house for somebody to send me a naked picture that I don't know on Facebook. Because
that's true.
All he's
you're
looking
right.
for is the sexual aspect of it. So you're saying to us we need to get that out of our head, but that's all you're presenting us with.
But listen, Todd, what's between your head, and we can look at something different.
Like,
but Cotton, you got
to
listen to me. Let me say this, and then I'm going to let everybody else talk. Cotton, you're in a different situation than the average woman, though, because of what you do. So that's why you get all that extra shit.
It doesn't change it.
Okay, let me break it down.
It doesn't change it, but it does give you more exposure.
I'm going to break it down a little bit more. Before I became a writer, I still got the same thing. As a little girl, I got the same thing. I got grown men wanting me to sit on their lap because all they were looking for was sex. So now, if we go all the way back, this is what men have been presenting us with. So how do you say get away from it when that's all somebody looks at you and that's all they see? From the time that you're a little girl and you grow up to womanhood, to a teenager, and this is in school, somebody slapping you on your ass because their fathers taught them that this is what you do with little girls. Tell me, when do we get away from getting that out of our head because that's all you're presenting to us?
Hmm.
Man, don't, okay, everybody, you know, woosah. It's time to woosah. Right?
Oh, ain't no, nobody gets upset. We're just talking. We're just talking. So
but,
go ahead. I agree. I agree with her. I want her to bring her point out because I know she was going to bring it out like that. That's
we
fine.
Are somehow expecting this level of immaturity in men to just dissipate, and that's not what it is. The thing is,
well,
as men,
not what I'm saying.
We are,
I'm not saying that either. I'm not saying that either. I'm just saying, how do we fix this? We're trying to figure out a way to take this in a path on how we can fix it. I know we can't solve the problem today, but what I'm trying to say is and just like she said, I know that happens all the time, but I wanted her to bring it up because I know how adamant, how hard it is for her that she gets this all the time. And that's the reason why I did it the way I did, so that she could bring it out, because I knew she would. But the thing is really, what do we do? How do we fix it to get to, I mean, because there are so many people that fuck it up for everybody else. I'm sorry, they do.
But see, I'm
but, you know,
I'm
and everybody
like
gets the raw deal because of it.
Yeah, but tough. You know what I'm saying? It's just there's some things that you will not change until somebody changes the rules. And the rules are this. If, you know, Darwin said the strongest of the species will survive. And at this point, you know, we have the knuckleheads that's going out impregnating all these women. So we're creating a bunch of more knuckleheads. So it goes back to women. Because they are out there and because you cannot change some of these men, it comes down to women to find out what it is they're looking for in a man before they start sleeping with him. You know, and it, as harsh as that is, it's just the reality. Because if we're gonna use the old, you know, the old cliche that men are men, well, then watch who you sleep with. If you just want to get knocked up or, you know, you just want to go out and have fun, that's fine. But don't, if you knew he wasn't good before you got pregnant, don't expect him to be any good afterwards. So at some
yeah,
point,
so,
women
and
have to start.
Somebody chewing gum or something? Somebody chewing something?
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
But as harsh as that sounds, you know, like I said, at the very beginning, women have always had the power, especially when it came down to sex. You know, and as long as you can hold that power for as long as you want to and make that man respect you. Because if you give.
Got cut off. He'll be back. Everybody else is still there?
Oh, I thought the whole line went dead. What did that?
No. That's just DV. He dropped. He'll be back. But the point that he was saying, though, is right, though. I mean, it is us. It is the men. And, Cotton, I hope you're not taking it, because I wasn't hollering at you. Don't take it that way. You know how I am. My thing is you're right what you're saying, but it's messed up that these men have made it like this for everybody to think that that's all, every man is that way. You know, and because society, I'm going to blame it on society because, you know, society has put it like that, that men can be hoes and get away with it, and it's macho. But if a woman does it, she's the scum of the earth, you know, and it's just messed up that it's that way. But I think that it can be fixed to a point, some kind of way. Like I said, you know, it's you just got to make the right choices. And I know it's hard out here looking at people and all this stuff. You know, it's just crazy. It really is. You know, I don't know what we can do to fix it. And I was looking at the chat room. I think Ms. Rogers has something to say. You have something to say?
I just believe we as older adults have to lead by example. We have to allow the younger adults to see us lead by example, period. But
right.
That fear of being alone also plays a major part in man and woman not being true to themselves, period.
Okay.
That's just happening.
So anybody got anybody have anything to add to that or comment on that?
That's true. I agree with Mary because with us being a lot, some of us being single parents or single moms or single dads, when a child never grows up to see what a relationship is supposed to be like, or in some cases, I have female friends who got men running in and out all the time. How does a child know what having a good relationship with a man is when she sees her mom or her dad with a whole bunch of different people all the time? So, as Mary said, we definitely got to start here with ourselves by example. That's the only way that they're going to understand that this is not how it's supposed to be, and showing them what dating is supposed to be, going over the, even if you can't, even if you're not dating yourself, at least sit down and talk to them about what dating is supposed to be.
Right. So that's what I'm trying to get back to, because I know we went into, you know, other things in this, which all this is important. All this is part of why we're where we are today. But how do you get back to the dating?
But, you know, I think that fathers have, there's such fathers teaching their sons how to be men. And don't get me wrong. I think that's the right thing to do. But fathers have to talk to their daughters, too. I think they have to give them the game. My dad started with me when I was young. When I was in high school, he used to say, "I'm your only boyfriend. You don't have a boyfriend. The guys who come to this house to pick you up, it's a date. And you tell them, I'm your boyfriend." And if a guy came to my house more than three times, oh, he wanted to sit down and talk to him. "Son, you keep coming to see my girlfriend. What's the problem?" And that's where I learned to date and what I could expect of a man. And so I tend to expect more than some other women I know, because that's what my dad told me, that I could expect pretty much the world. So now I have high expectations and standards, and if you can't meet those, then we're not going to waste each other's time.
Okay, that makes sense. I like that philosophy. That's pretty good. So, you know, I agree. You know, I think that, you know, we as fathers need to talk to our daughters as well. I mean, we can't teach them how to be a woman, but we can tell them the game, like you said, on what goes on and what comes at them, you know, because we know. You know, and we should be able to do that. And I think mothers should be able to tell their sons, you know, about what these women are about. Because it ain't just men that's fucked up. I mean, there's some women out there that's all they want to do is play,
right?
You know. And they say they don't want to play, but and then you get in a relationship with them, then you find out they are playing, you know. I mean, it happens on both sides of the spectrum. It's not just one-sided.
Well, some mothers are teaching their daughters how to be gold diggers.
Right. They are. That is true.
They're really teaching them that. They're not teaching them how to have relationships. They're teaching them to go after the dollar, go after the dollar sign, not go after love or not go after having a real relationship. There are women out there that teach their daughters this.
Hmm. Wow. It's amazing. Well, we want more people to call in and give us your opinions. The number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and we're talking about how do we get ourselves back to the old-school relationship, or actually dating someone and talking to them and getting to know them, the romance. What happened to the romance? What happened to all of that? Now it's nothing but just microwave love and sex, and it's not even love. It's just sex.
Period.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I wasn't sure. But, like,
I got you back.
I'd like to hear from some men who can answer that question. What is their take on why they're not pursuing a woman in the light that they should be?
I'm about to answer that.
I'd like to hear some other men talk about that.
Besides us, you don't want to hear us. You want to hear
if you can get men to call in,
that's the thing.
No, but real quick, the one thing that as men is we don't know how to take rejection at the beginning. Whenever it comes to our first rejection and it's inevitable, or when it comes to our first breakup, we become jaded and emotionally closed down. And at some point, you know, fathers have to teach their sons how to live with rejection, how to live with, you know, that feeling and just let it go. Because a lot of these kids, once they get rejected, they shut down. And what's the first thing they say? I'm not even going to love nobody. I'm going to just screw everything I can. So until we can teach them how to deal with their emotions on an adult level, they're always going to, you know, fall into that pit where as soon as they get hurt, they close down. And the same with women. You know, we expect women to be open, but until we show, you know, our children how to deal with rejection, how to deal with heartbreak, and how not to let it crush you, it's going to continue crushing kids and they're going to keep shutting down. So, I mean, the thing is, until we teach them to be a little more responsible about their, you know, with their emotions at an earlier age, we're always going to get the same type of result.
I agree with that. Yeah, I don't know what that is. Somebody's just moving around or something sound like rubber or something on the floor or something, you know, like a gym or something. But anyway.
I'm hearing feedback.
I don't know where it's coming from. But let me ask y'all this. I mean, all the stuff that y'all saying is good. We've identified the problem, but we still haven't come up with a solution. I mean, we kind of talked a little bit on some ways we can work on this, but I don't know how we can really actually get this unless, you know, like Mary said, we got to be that example. We're not the example. We're not doing that. We're you know, the media has taken things just like they've done with a lot of things and has just kind of run this country. I've always said the media had a strong influence on the country. You know, how things are portrayed is how people believe, because that's all they got is what they see. So how do we get it back in our communities, that the real love that we need to come back into it, but, you know, and show people that a woman is more than just a piece of meat, or a man is more than just somebody that can give them money or whatever. You know, I mean, how do we fix this? How do we, I just really wish we could come up with some kind of solution. You know, maybe we need to write a book on this and try to get it out there to, you know, make it aware to people. How many people is actually even aware that this is going on? I mean, you know, they think that this is the norm. You know, how do we fix it?
With all the internet things, people think they advertising online, dating on in the commercials now. Call in to this number and pay us to find you a husband or wife or a date or whatever. It's like,
well, I mean, they even have speed dating. I mean, I've heard that, where people actually go and they do the speed dating, and they sit there for a few minutes with one person, they go to the next one, and they go to the next one, and they go. I mean, you know, it's just, everything is so fast. Why is it so fucking fast? Why has everything got to be done in 90 miles an hour?
Well, the easiest thing to say is you want to start, you know, a dialogue, you know, turn off the damn TV. And sometimes it's just as simple as that, because there are so many kids paying attention to what's going on TV that, you know, you're not able to talk to them about the things that happen in real life. Everything they see on TV to them is real. You know, the reality shows, the dramas. You know, and people think that if they see drama on TV, I met a girl the other day who told me if she's not fighting with her boyfriend, then it's not a relationship. What the hell is wrong with you? You know, that's the thing. There are people who tell you that.
Believe that before reality shows. My cousin, I have a cousin that believes that if he wasn't hitting her, then I have some friends that said if he wasn't hitting me, then he don't love me. And I never understood that mentality. If a man put his hands on me, that's another thing.
But
anyway.
The thing is, it was TV. You know, you watch the Dynasties and all those shows, there was always some sort of drama. And there are people raised to believe that there's no drama in a relationship, there's something wrong. So until we start turning off the TV, which is the simplest thing to do, and start filling our heads, our kids' head with something that means something rather than trying to keep them busy so we can take care of something, we're going to keep, you know, falling into that same pinhole. It's just, you know, that's the easiest thing we could do. Turn off the TV, you know, get their heads out of what's not important and start filling their head with what is important.
Yeah, I agree. I think that we do need, and that might be a project that I'm looking at the chat room and I hear you. I think that writing a book on this would be nice. I think that we as a panel, either I do it or we do it as a panel and we write this book and put it out there and kind of just, what our experiences and what we know on what we should do as a man and a woman's perspective on how we should get back to romance. How do we bring it back? Going back to the old school. How do we get this thing back to where actually people are serious about learning about a person and then finding out all they can about them, the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything, before they actually get with them to the full extreme of marriage or whatever. I mean, I know there's going to be some sex somewhere in there, but it doesn't have to be the first month or whatever. But, I mean, it's going to be in there to a point. But you need to learn, we need to teach people this again, because I think they've strayed so far away from it that they just don't know anymore. And they're doing what they think, what's right. And that's what we're getting. We're getting people that are doing what they think is right, and like you say, what they see on TV, and they believe what they see. And, you know, it's just not there anymore. You know, it's not even in the movies. You know, romance is not even in the movies anymore, unless it's an old movie or a movie that's talking about an old time. And a lot of people are not watching that because that's not interesting to them. You know, they want to see what's going on today and all of that. You know, it's just crazy.
But a lot of people stop believing in love, too.
Okay.
Can you
elaborate?
I don't understand. Oh, go ahead.
I've heard adult people say, you know, that love stuff just isn't for me. It doesn't exist. you know, and that's because they've been tainted or they've been hurt and been in bad relationships, but that's truly not how you should handle things. And as we just said before, the only way to get that mentality out of our young people's heads is to get it out of some of our old people's heads. And these are people that's past 40 or past 30 who don't believe in love anymore.
Well, I have to agree. There are some, you know, and then you got so much going on now, people just don't want to get in love because of what they're going to get, you know. So, but hold that thought right now, because what I'm going to, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's just that a lot of people don't know what love is. They think it's all happy feelings and feeling mushy on inside when love is sacrifice. By and I always say this. By
well, look, definition. Look. Before y'all get deep into this, we're gonna go into an intermission. And when we come back, we're going to get into this love thing that you're talking about, because we definitely want to talk about that, because I think we got a spark out of somebody. I heard somebody say, what? And we're going to bring in some more people on that. So we're definitely going to do that. But let's get this intermission in real quick. We're going to do another Mick Condition song, and it's called Nothing Left to Say. We're going to do that. And then after that, we're going to come right back into this, because I think we're getting somewhere, hopefully. And that's what we're going to do. So keep your thoughts right as we go into this. Talking some more about it. We're going to get into the love aspect of it. So
The number is 347-215-8539. Make sure you call in and get your question in right now. Radio, as we bring you nothing but the best in talk show, and we're talking real tonight because we've been getting into this thing. And of course, the thing we're talking about tonight is old school relationships. Why? What happened to the old romance, and what happened to getting with someone and actually dating and taking them out and getting to know them and the love aspect of it? And we're going to be getting into the love piece on this second hour of this segment here. But before we do that, I think we may have a caller that might have a question. Let's see if we get you a caller. 216 area code. State your name and where you're calling from. Okay, they may not have a question. All right, so we'll just go forth in what we're doing then. All right, so getting to that where I cut you guys off earlier, I know you were talking about love. So, DV, go ahead, because I know you was bringing in the love piece, and then I heard somebody say, what? So let's do that.
No, but, you know, getting back to what I said, a lot of people, I won't say male or female, I'll just say people, have this misconception that the only thing love is how you feel about somebody. But they don't understand that love is also the sacrifices that you make for somebody. So they're willing to deal with the happy, happy, joy, joy feelings, but not with the disappointments and the things that also come along with being in love with somebody. So, I mean, there are a lot of people giving up simply because they can. The whole world is now at your fingertips. It's not like you're limited to your city, your state, your country. So whenever that happy, happy, joy feeling dissipates, and all of a sudden it's like, well, I can jump online, or there's so much more out there. And sometimes, you know, you look past the thing that's most obvious. You know, there's nothing wrong with loving somebody, but understand that sacrifice is also part of a relationship.
And I agree with you because, you know, a lot of it is like this, too. A lot of times I hear in relationships I've been in, I've heard people tell me, okay, you know, we like this part in the beginning where it's all new and everything. And then when it starts dissipating and going into you get used to each other and you start learning each other and stuff, it's like, well, why does it have to leave? You know, like people want that to stay forever. But see, that's
the honeymoon.
To me, that's the part that you're starting to really learn about someone. And it doesn't mean you don't care about them no more or the same or anything. It just means that now it's not that it's normal either. It just means that now you have a relationship that you have an understanding about what each other is doing, hopefully, and that you can take that and be able to drive forward with that. But see, a lot of people think that, oh, it's gone now. He doesn't care about me anymore or whatever. Or a woman might say that, or a guy might say that about the girl. Yeah, on the first
argument. Now it's, he don't love me or I don't have to deal with this. You know, and
right.
It's kind of one of those things where you have to realize that, you know, along with the good parts, you're going to have to roll with the bad instances.
Okay, ladies. Ladies.
Everybody here?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear anything. I mean,
You didn't hear anything?
I'm not repeating it. It was just too profound. It was just too profound.
I heard. I'm
sorry. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. It was not
okay,
good.
Well, I'll tell you what, since you didn't hear it, then can I get a question from the chat room? There's a question. Well, there's a comment. Well, it is a question. What about for the lovers who aren't in dysfunctional relationships? Okay, so what does that actually mean? That's coming from Ms. Creo, Mua Creo. She or he is saying, and I hope it's a she,
What happened to the, what if you're not in a dysfunctional relationship? Is there such thing as a non-dysfunctional relationship?
Yes.
Everything is hunky-dory, everything is great, nothing's going wrong.
No, dysfunctional is like the other side of the spectrum.
Like yeah. Beating somebody, getting beat, or just explain.
No, they beat each other. You know, that type of dysfunctional.
Okay.
This is what dysfunctional is, anybody laying hands on one another. That's dysfunctional. That's very
okay, but it has to be laying hands. Could it be that somebody is like verbally going down on someone,
yeah.
Verbally abusing them?
Or it could be somebody who's verbally abusive, or it could be somebody who's emotionally abusive. That's dysfunctional. But a lot of people don't realize that that's dysfunctional because they sit in that type of relationship for so long that they don't understand that that's not normal. That's not how it's supposed to be. This is not love. This is not the way God intended it.
Okay, so back to the question. What about for lovers who are in dysfunctional relationships?
The thing is, when you're in a dysfunctional relationship, they kind of don't realize it. Like Cotton said, when you're in a truly dysfunctional relationship, you don't see it as dysfunctional because it's all you know. And if that's the only relationship you know, sometimes it takes somebody else's relationship to help you realize how dysfunctional yours really is.
But, you know, let me say this, DV. You know, we say dysfunctional and all this stuff, but let's just be real. A lot of times when we get with people, we see red flags. We see them, but we just don't want to accept them at that point because we want to get with them. Once we get with them and have been with them for a minute and we get used to them, then all of a sudden the red flags mean something.
Everybody does it.
So you're saying every time when you see something negative, the first negative thing about a person, you don't say, oh, maybe it's just this one time. You just
it's
go ahead on
that.
And say, forget it. I'm not with them anymore.
I'm more logic than anything. If there's something about this person that doesn't seem right with me, then we're going to date. And if that feeling persists...
Well, you should be dating
like
in the first place.
Well,
that's the point.
The
you should
you
be dating in the first
place. You're not going to learn everything from that person on the first date. Unless, you
well,
know... Like
I'm
you
not
say,
saying that.
But like I said, you can't simply dismiss people simply because, you know, like if it's a bad date, it's a bad date. And we all know we've had bad days where we're like, I ain't never going to get with this person again. You know, those happen. But if it's just a feeling rather than, you know, a woman telling me I slapped it, you know, I kill a nigga, okay. If you say that on the first date, you know, red signs going up everywhere. You know, or if you come.
No, I'm saying it could be other things. It could be the way the person. It could be that they talk a lot. It could be some. I'm talking about some red flags, real flags.
I mean,
I'm talking about.
I'm like, I met some real crazy women. Like, really, like.
I'm not talking about they're gonna tell you they're gonna kill you or something. I'm saying stuff like this, DV. I'm saying stuff like, okay, you might see something that she don't like. She might do something that you don't. She might say something about a certain issue that you don't agree with or something like that. And they're adamant about it. Like, say she's a Republican or something, and you find out this person doesn't—they really into this thing that's against what you believe, you know, or something like that.
Well,
I mean, red flags.
I mean, when it comes to politics, in all honesty, you have to have a small mind to let somebody's politics interfere with, you know, their person. You know, that is a small part of who they are. I may not agree with you, but at least that gives us conversation. You know,
I know that,
but I
have seen, these are real situations that I have seen happen where people see these things, they get past it, and then, like, okay, say for instance, I'll use an example. Somebody know that you were married before, okay? You have children. You're not with your children now. They're in another state or wherever they're at. They claim that they won't mess with a man that's not with his kids, you know, even though he's divorced or whatever, or not doing something for his kids or whatever, then they don't tell you this until after they didn't sleep with you about five or six times. You know, what is that?
Well, look, we've all compromised our textbooks. I don't see any dysfunction in that, but I do think there's something wrong. If you're willing to compromise on something that may...
What is all this noise I'm hearing in the background? Okay. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry. I need to cut you off.
If you're willing to compromise on something that major, then there's something wrong with you. It's just like me. You know, I'm not going to date, you know, and these are things that I stick with. You know, I'm not going to date somebody. You know, we all have those set of characteristics that we appreciate and that we're not, yeah, that we're going to stay away from. So if it's number one on my list that, you know, look, I'm not going to date a woman who does this, and then I start dating that woman and kicking it with that woman, then I have to look at myself like, are you really this desperate? You know, and but I don't see that as dysfunctional. I just see that, you know, you're compromising who you are for, you know, for ass.
Okay, so that's a flag that you saw, but you're doing it anyway.
I didn't say
not you personally. Not you. I'm not saying you. When I say you, I'm not talking about DV, okay? I'm talking about in general. Now, let me get the woman's side of this. Any woman who wants to chime in on this.
I as I've said before, any red flag that you see that makes you uncomfortable, you should be ready to go the other way, because it's not going to change come tomorrow. Because tomorrow it may be something else and something else, and then you just keep seeing these different red flags. But a lot of people get caught up in the sexual aspect of it that, oh, okay, I just keep doing it. I ain't doing nothing else. The next thing you know, it's a year or two later down the road, and you're still having sexual relations. But if the sex stops, you just realize that you just wasted 2 years of your life with somebody that you have no meaningful relationship with.
Okay.
I see it a little different.
But people do that, though. Go ahead, Carmen.
I think a lot of times the things that, I mean, I'm not talking about physical or verbal abuse, of course, but just from personal experience, a lot of times the things that you see as a red flag or that you might perceive as a red flag are based on your experiences with other people. And then I think we react to whatever we've been through in the past as opposed to dealing with this person and why they have that certain behavior.
Okay. Anybody else?
I agree with that.
Okay. Yeah, but you know, to me, a red flag is one red flag would be if somebody's talking about some relationship they was in before. Not really comparing you with that, but just talking about it all the time about, well, when I used to be with so-and-so, when I used to do this, and so-and-so was there, we used to do this, blah, blah, blah. But they always want to make sure the point that they let you know that that person was around or whatever.
If you do it once during the night, it's a base of a comparison. If you do it repetitively during the same date, then it's time for you to go.
Well, it may not be the same date. It might be a couple of dates.
Doesn't matter. Because that means you're still holding on to your past.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody chewing something or something. Or what? It's really good.
I hear it too, man.
I don't know what it is, but it's driving me.
Okay, so what is a red flag then? Just anything that you don't like?
It's usually what you know what you can tolerate, you know what you can't tolerate. So each individual person gets red flags, and a lot of that, if you have a relationship with God, a lot of that is coming from God, the Holy Spirit. So you already know. Like, you say your first mind tells you to go left, but you go right anyway? Come on now. And you end up at a dead end. So why wouldn't you listen to that when it comes to your body and your emotions and your heart? Same thing.
But, you know, my sister, I love you so much, Cotton. I love you. But, you know, let me tell you this. A lot of times people don't let that. It's easy to say that, but a lot of times people don't just do that, though.
They know it's
fucked up, but they still do stuff anyway.
A lot of people out there would rather have somebody than nobody, or you know, at least a free date. You know, free date.
But does that mean that they're desperate? It doesn't mean they're desperate.
It doesn't mean, but
it doesn't mean that maybe they're trying to.
We all understand where our tolerances lie. Like me. If I meet a girl, like, I'm sorry, you know, if I meet a girl with hairy legs, I'm a hygiene person, very into hygiene. So if I meet somebody with hairy pits and funky breath, I'm sorry, we're not going on another date. You know, and that is just one of the things that I'm focused on. You know, and
hairy legs is bad hygiene?
No, what I'm saying is, I'm talking about the type of hairy legs that if she put on stockings, you can see a curl in the stockings, you know, like, ugh, God.
Dang.
But that's me. you know, I don't want a woman with hair on her upper lip, you know, but that's how I am. Now, we all get a little hair there, but I'm talking like her mustache thick as mine. That's bad, right? That's not a good thing. So those are the things that I see, or, you know, conceit. If I meet a woman who's always talking about what she got and how she don't need a man, those are red flags, and it's like, look, you know, I shake your head. I had a great time. You know, maybe we'll meet somewhere else, but right now it's not hitting. You know, and I'm not ashamed.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to get out. That's what I'm trying to get people to say is what they consider
but
a red flag. And I want to hear some of the women because they're not saying anything. Ladies?
Actually, for me, I stated earlier, for me personally, it's a lot of different things could be a red flag for me. Just like you said, if a man is calling me up and he wants to talk about another woman all the time, that's a red flag. If he comes up missing in action 2 weeks out of the month and he wants to pick back up where we left off and we just in the phone conversation mode, that's a red flag. If I don't see him for 6 months and all of a sudden he pop up, that's a red flag for me. If he's not taking care of his own children, and I see him all the time and he's doing more for me than he is for his kids, that's a red flag for me. If he don't keep himself together, that's a red flag for me. If I see him spending more on gambling and all these other things than he was willing to take care of home, that's a red flag for me. I mean, there's so many different things that can be a red flag. It just depends on you as an individual person. It's a lot. If he's a selfish person, that's a red flag for me because that's not something I can tolerate. I can't handle it. If he's somebody who's verbally abusive and he's cussing all the time, I can't deal with that. That's a red flag for me.
Right. Man.
He's cussing all the time.
Cuss like sailors. Like
damn,
sailors.
I guess I'm a red flag then. I guess I'm a damn red flag. But anyway, okay, all right. Let me see if 216. 216 area code. Do you have a question? Okay, I guess they're just listening. All right. So I understand what everybody has their own pet peeves of what they like and what they don't like. So I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to get some examples. That's the only reason what I was trying to do is draw that out of different examples of what red flags might be for some people and may be for others. You know, some people just, but the point is a lot of these things that you're saying, I'm not saying you personally, I'm saying a lot of people have seen some of these things and they still go along with this person. And, you know, I guess they think maybe this person's just this way today, or I don't know, but, you know, I don't know. It just trips me out how they do that.
I think that's just a person not knowing what they really want. Because
right. You
know, a lot of us do it. We say we want this, but truthfully, when it's presented to us, we're not willing to take that right there in front of when that is what we need and we desire right there. We'd rather have this over here who's only given us one or two things that we was looking for, but the package is a little bit different. Over here, the package is a little bit different, but they have 90% of the qualities and the things that will desire and make me feel more complete as the person, as being in a relationship. But I think this one over here who only has a couple of things that I want, I'm going to go with that because his dick is longer, bigger. You know, that's what people do.
And it has a sex piece in there again. Okay.
Well, that's settling.
Well, people use that. You're right. They do. I mean, they do. Well, you know, the sex is good. She's fucked up, but the sex is good. I mean, I've been in situations like that too. Where I couldn't stand the person as a person, but they could fuck like a motherfucker. So I stayed with them until I found something else. So, I mean, I understand. We've been there. But that's compromising again, okay? That's taking the willing
that's,
to take what
no,
you want to take
compromise,
to go
that's
for.
Settling. There's a difference.
Well, settling. There you go, settling. There you go.
Really
okay,
settling.
Okay.
That, oh, my God, that's settling.
I love that word, settling, okay? But let's talk about that. How many of people do that? I mean, we know a lot of people that do that kind of thing. They settle for what they got. He's beating my ass, but he does take care of his kids. He does bring money home, so I'm going to let him stay.
That's settling.
That really is. That man. And but once you figure out what it is that you want, you won't settle. You won't say,
right.
Well, you know, I know he don't take care of home good, but he did buy me that ring about 6 years ago. He ain't bought me nothing since, but it's okay.
That's bad. But like
okay,
I said,
well, the chat room, here's some stuff coming from the chat room. Mary is saying it goes back to not wanting to be alone, so we downgrade
yeah.
our spells.
We
and
I,
I'm too stubborn to settle. That's what she said. She said she don't settle. And, you know, you still on, we hear you. If you want to speak, Mary, you can talk because your mic is not off. So,
like,
but I,
my
I
brother,
like the
oh, I put my
mute
button on.
Okay, well, that's fine.
There you go.
Okay. I wish Melody would say something, but she can't right now. But anyway, go ahead.
I have friends who literally have told me that they're not like me. They can't be alone. My son told me that, and I was blown away that he would even say that to me. I said,
he said he can't be alone because you're alone?
Not like
he looked at you being alone?
I mean, if that ain't a slap in the face, I don't know what is. I can't be like
you. I
can't
be alone. I haven't been in a relationship since 2004. I haven't had a relationship since 2004. So to them, and they see me by myself all the time, I'm not dating. And so to them, it's me being alone. And to me, it's me preparing, God preparing me and me preparing myself for what I really want out of life instead of me settling. And I had to tell him that because I don't want the any old crap.
So,
I don't want the
So you don't have no maintenance man or none of that going on? Not in front of him, but, I mean, you don't have a maintenance guy.
Yeah,
so let's
no.
talk about that, too. We're going to talk about that in the next 20 minutes, about maintenance man and shit. We're going to get into that one, too.
But
go ahead.
I'd rather be alone than to be dealing with bull crap. And that's what a lot of people don't mind saying, well, the sex is good and I'm not alone, so I guess I can put up with your bullshit for another 5 or 6 years. It's okay. I'm not going to do
forever.
That. I refuse to do that. And a lot of people should stop doing that. That's the bottom line is that if you can't enjoy being by yourself, how the hell are you going to expect to enjoy being with somebody else? How are you going to be okay with being with somebody else if you can't even understand who you are as an individual?
I hear that.
True.
I had to cut people out of my life who thought that they should encourage me to settle. I was engaged to be married, and 2 months before the wedding, I literally walked in on him cheating. I caught him quite unexpectedly, and I could not believe the so-called friends that were telling me, no, you don't throw away a marriage because of that. You still got to marry him, and he still does this, and he still does that. And for all you know, this is a one-time thing. It was one time too many. It was one time too damn many. And we ain't even married yet. You already got the itch. You couldn't even
right.
get the pile before you had to start scratching. So what am I supposed to expect later? And if I let you get away with it now and it's okay, then what the hell am I opening the door for later?
That's right.
Yeah, you're right. And that is correct. You're right what you're saying. You're right. You should never, especially if he can't even wait to get married. He's already fucking around and, yeah.
I can't.
There's nothing I can say about that. I mean, you open the door, he's gonna. And if you marry him anyway, and he's done it, he think he can do it again. You know, it's like you said. I mean, I did not disagree what you said about what women are letting men do. I was just wanted to make it plain that it's not just men that's getting over on women.
My girlfriend who were like, oh, what are you doing? This is a good man. You don't just throw him away. And he was this and he was that. He does this for you and he does that. And I'm like,
did you tell her to marry him and shit?
I mean,
has dropped it in.
The sad thing is, I think they probably would have, apparently, but they thought I was crazy. I'm like, are you serious? And they're like, oh, the wedding is paid for. And I felt bad for my parents. Because of that. But there was just no way in hell I'm going through with it. Dude, who's a low-down, dirty bitch? I can't do it.
What you want. See, you are an example. You and Cotton are examples of women that know what they want. But there's a lot of women out there that don't know what they want. It's just a lot of men that don't know. You know, they're doing stuff. And they just don't know. They're just doing it because they think it's what we're supposed to do, or they think it's the norm, or, everybody else is doing that, so I'm supposed to do it too. I mean, a lot of times people just don't know what it is that they need or want in their life. So
they have
but you two are rarities, huh?
Some of them haven't been taught to know what it is that they should expect and want, and a lot of that comes from us as parents. To be able to sit our children down and say, teach them
certain things to know what it is
so,
they want out
so
of
you. So you think that you think you so your mom taught you from the beginning what you wanted?
Hey, I didn't say that.
That's what I'm saying, because you're saying the parents
no,
have to teach. I'm just
no,
going
no.
back.
Yeah,
I think you have to go through experience. You have to learn what you want. You have to learn what you want, right?
Unfortunately, I had to learn the hard way because I had a different type of, I had a different type of a household. My mother was beaten for 13 years, so I wasn't taught. I was from the visual. I was taught that a man should be kicking his woman's ass, but I decided that I wasn't going to let that happen, and so I've never been in that kind of relationship. You know, thank God. But I had to learn the hard way. But if you can sit down and talk to your child and have this conversation with them, they're more likely, they have to go through the experiences of life and make their own mistakes. But they will learn, but at least they will know that they need to learn it, opposed to just saying, it's okay, I don't need to do that. Because some people are 50 and 60 years old, and they have settled, and they've been in these relationships for 30 and 40 years, but now they're stuck, and they feel they're too old to get out, even though they don't really like it.
Well, you know, some I refuse to do that, and I ain't ashamed to say I've been married 3 times, and I'm not ashamed to say that I'm 50 years old and I'm not married now. But I just didn't want to settle in shit, just like for the simple reason what you just said, because life is too short for you to be stuck in something that you don't want to be in, and you're out here fucking around anyway. Why be with that person if you're going to do that stuff anyway? It just doesn't make any sense to me. That's the reason why I am not in anything like that right now, because I feel like, you know, there's some things that I want to do in life, and a lot of these people just didn't want to do it. So, you know, I figure, you know, being by myself is probably a better thing for me to do in what I'm doing in my career and all that. So, you know, I mean, I'll find someone. What I need is to find someone that can handle, first of all, that I do what I do, the books and the radio shows and all this stuff, and to go from there, because a lot of people just can't take it. They can't understand it. They can't. They just feel that, you know, you all something's wrong with you because you write books about erotica or whatever, but that's just me. But anyway, DV, you back. So, you know, I just think that it's just, you know, like you said, you two are rarities because you two are women that actually know what they want and you're sticking to it. But there are a lot of women that are older than you that still don't know. And they're in relationships or whatever, and they just feel like they're stuck. So they do whatever they do on the side or whatever they're going to do, or they don't do anything. They just stay in it, you know.
Very true. There's some people who just refuse to learn. Whenever you get out of a relationship, you should take away 2 things, the things that you enjoyed about that person and the things that you detested about that person. And the things that you enjoyed are the things that you look for in the next person. The things that you detested are the things you stay away. But there are some people who go back to the exact same type of person they just got away from, and they wonder why they're unhappy.
And that's happened to me. I'm not going to lie. I've been in those situations where I always find women who like to dominate and all this stuff. It seems like I always find these controlling people. I'm drawn to them or something or whatever. I don't know. But they seem to always find their way in my direction. I wish that noise would stop. But anyway, and that's the reason why I'm not rushing now. I mean, I want to date people and find out, you know, what they're about.
Well, I think there's 3 things. I think there's a third thing to add to your list, DV. We got to look at why you were attracted to this person in the first place. I get so tired of hearing women say all men cheat or all men are dogs. When you're not looking at how it is you keep ending up with men who cheat, there's a reason why you pick guys who don't value fidelity the way that you do. And if you're not willing to ask yourself why, you're going to continue to be in that same circle, that same pattern every time.
The very definition of irony, keep doing what you're doing and expecting a different result.
Okay, so, Karma, when you said that, was you talking to me or are you just talking in general? You said DV. I thought you was talking.
No, she said she was adding something. She was adding something to what I said.
Okay, all right. All right, well, you know, you're right, though. It's the circles of people that you're around and on what you attract. That makes sense. I agree. You know, if you go around the same shit, you're going to find the same shit. I mean, you know, it's just the way it is. So how do you fix that? But getting back to the romance piece, I mean, you know, we just got to, you know, you just got to, I like the chivalry and all that. I mean, but then I'm old school, so. But these kids today don't know it. They think it's being a punk doing all that.
Yeah.
You know.
But the thing
is, it's just crazy.
We kind of thought that too. You like, you know, it takes experience and education to realize that you, in order to do these things, it makes you more of a man, not less of a man.
Well, you know, I can't say I've thought that way because I'm older than you, DV. So I don't know if I ever felt that way because I grew up in the 60s and 70s. So my thing was always that you just didn't do that. I mean, even back in my day, women didn't even if they liked you, if you didn't say nothing to them, they didn't get with you. You just missed out because they were taught not to do that. That's what I grew up with. But nowadays, these women will talk to you before the man ain't even got to do shit now. They come and ask you for the damn numbers and stuff.
I mean
that's what's going on now with this new thing.
I grew up in the 80s and 90s, so it was kind of that revolution where, you know, there's a lot of guys out there who was like, you know, if you weren't hardcore, then you were soft. You know, and the last thing you wanted to be seen was soft. So, I mean, kind of, you know, doing stuff with girls was seen as soft.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame that they think that's being soft, that you're kissing her ass because you want to walk her, you know, like walking her home with her book, taking her books, holding her books while you're walking her home and stuff like that. You know, it's a shame that people think that that's bullshit today. You know, I mean, that's nothing. You know, it really is.
But you have
it's just terrible.
Nowadays, these are things that have to be, these are not things that are learned. That when the kids are not seeing other kids walk with girls and holding they books. So these are things that have to be taught. They have to be, you know, like just the other day I went and talked to some school kids. And, you know, this is in a black neighborhood, so I kind of asked them what the black anthem was. You know, and none of them knew it. You know, lift every voice and sing. And they not only had they not heard, you know, knew the words, but they had never even heard of the song. So, I mean, traditions are being lost and destroyed.
Yeah, they are.
So,
and that's one thing I can say
point,
that, go ahead.
Until we get to that point where we have to teach kids even the minors, sometimes we think that these are already known and they're not. So, you know, we have to be in the mindset of teaching our children that these things are normal. There's nothing wrong with walking a girl home and carrying her books. There's nothing wrong with courting her and not expecting anything in return. That's not learned, you know, that's not known behavior now.
You know, I'm going to tell you the truth, man. When I was going through that stuff when I was younger, and I can only say from my experience, because I'm not saying this is everybody's, but when I was doing that, I had more respect, of course, for the woman, for the girl. I cared about her more. I wanted to be with her more because it wasn't getting it that fast. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, with all this, and I'm not saying I'm jumping in the bed with everybody I see, but what I'm saying is the way things is now, it's just, you know, where's the, it's just no, to me, it's like you're not giving no, it's no respect anymore. You know, just let's fuck, you know. It may not be the first date, but if it's the second or third date, what's the difference? It's still the same thing. I mean, you know, it's just not, you're not, it's just the value of being in a relationship with somebody and trying to find out about them has died off. And I wish we could bring it back. Maybe, like I said, it was suggested that we should write a book on it. Maybe we should and try to bring it back and maybe do some seminars where we can talk to people about what happened to them.
Yeah. Well, first it comes down, like, you know, I think Cotton said earlier, we have to teach kids not to be selfish anymore, you know, because there's a lot of selfishness about me, my, and mine. So until we get people, and even adults, out of that mindset that it's not all about you, it's about, you know, supporting the other person, what you can do for that other person, we're always going to have people who, like, well, if I can't get nothing out of it, then I don't want it.
Right.
And it's bad because a lot of times when I try to get with some people nowadays and I try to make it about them, a lot of times they take that kindness for weakness and think you ain't shit and try to run over you because you're trying to make it about them. And it's not that you're kissing their ass. You just want to let them know that they mean something, that it's about them. But they're not taking it that way because of whatever their background is or whatever they were brought up on, or even if they were brought up a certain way, and then they think, well, yeah, I can get over on him because he's, you know, whatever. It's just messed up. It really is. It makes
you know,
women like that annoy the hell out of me. Y'all are making it so hard for the rest of us. If you know you don't want a good man, then stop messing with the good man. Chase your thugs. Go with the guy who wants to use your car, drop you off at the bus stop so you got to ride the bus to work so he can pick up holes in your car. Stick with your car.
Right.
Don't come from the other side of the road and mess up what we're working with.
You should be glad that those kind come and go. When you run across a woman like that, you know to keep going because she ain't the one. When
right.
I see people like that, that's a red flag. Matter of fact, that's a red flag. That's you keep
of
it moving
it
and be grateful that you found out now rather than later.
Yeah, but
you
sometimes
know?
You don't find out in the beginning. You know, it depends because they'll play, they'll put the whoops in sheep's clothing deal. You know, I mean, it just depends. You know, sometimes they know how to play long enough to get what they want, you know, and then you find out they just using you, they don't want nothing. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's the way it goes. And it's terrible that it's like that, but, you know, I don't know how we can fix it. We tried to talk about tonight on certain things we could do, but I just don't know.
You have to set by example. We'll be there, you know, in the summer, so maybe we can do some type of dating thing with the book fair, the book event.
And that sounds like a good idea. We can definitely do that because we're gonna have that book fair here in Kansas City. I'm gonna get on that. Matter of fact, next week I'm gonna start the planning on that so we can get that going because we definitely want to have that here and we're gonna be doing a book fair here in the Kansas City area where we're going to try to get at least 50 authors in with their books in a 3-day event, and we're going to have a poetry event on that Friday that Cotton is going to be running, and on that Saturday we'll have some type of event that evening, entertainment, and we're going to just, you know, try to sell our books, and we'll put somewhere during that time, somewhere in there, that we can sit down and talk about relationships and actually get people to interact. I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great idea. And we can do that. That would be fun because it's sit down in actual form and get people talking, not arguing, but, you know, just talking. They might get a little loud, but, you know, as long as everybody understands that it's just a debate, it's just talking, you know. What can we do to fix this? Why is it like this? Why do we have this problem? Why do women, and not just women, men too, say they want somebody good in their life, and then when they get the good person, they fuck the shit out of them and use the hell out of them? You know, I just don't get it.
You know, what would be even fun, what would be even better is to have them fill out a questionnaire.
Right.
Never have to use anybody's name. Just have them fill out a questionnaire. What is it that you want out of a relationship? Do you know?
Right.
Do you really know what you really want?
Right. Yeah. Sounds good to me. So we're definitely going to do that. And while I got this little piece right now, Cotton, just so you know, you and there's going to be another poet that's going to be on January 9th. Her name is Stacey Barlow, and it's you. You two are going to be doing poetry on the show January 9th, you guys. So be ready.
Okay.
Be ready. It's you and Stacey Barlow. Y'all going to do your thing. And we're going to have you on. And, you know, you can tell people. So let everybody know right now. And anybody that's an author that has a book that's been published that's out that I can actually see and read, it's tangible, and poets, I know a lot of times poets don't have anything written but are actually published, but we're accepting, right now we're Sexy Radio is scheduling for 2012, so we need people that want to be interviewed, but you got to have something for me to talk about besides just be on the show. We want to get you on. You can contact me on Facebook if you're interested. We want to get you on the show. And we want to talk about your accomplishments, what you've done. If you've written a book or something like that, we want to get you. Mainstream authors as well as indie authors, as well as those that are just coming out, we want to get that. We want you on the show. And we also want to get Melanie and everybody on because I know that the book is out now, right? Is Untapped out right now?
Yeah. It just came out.
Thanks. Okay, well, we definitely want to get you guys back on again so we can talk about that and, you know, see how it's doing. And also, I got a project that I'm doing that I want to get out there as well. I want to do a anthology as well, a second one called Contagious Lust 2. And the proceeds is going to go toward helping Midwest Publishing Group to go forth. So it's not a paid project, but if anybody is out there that wants to do or get published, this might be a segue for you to get into the publishing game and get maybe your own deal, get a novel or something that you want to write. But this will be one way you can get a couple of short erotic stories out so people can get an idea of what you're about. So if you're interested in that as well, contact me on Facebook or Instagram. And we're looking for people that want to do that as well. So that's a couple of things we're doing. So we got 20 minutes left. Does anybody have anything free fall that they want to talk about? What is that noise? Gosh. Anyway.
Sounds like somebody crunching the glass, man. Getting on my nerves.
Somebody's doing something. But anyway, anybody got anything free fall they want to throw out right now? Anything that they seen or heard or happened to them, or something that they want to say right now? Go ahead and say it real quick.
Ladies. Talking about the maintenance man.
Well, yeah, we did want to get that. Let's kind of get that maintenance man thing going. So, what is the deal with that? What is the problem or issue with the maintenance man?
What do you mean the problem or issue?
Well, I know you ladies now. I know you two women. You two women don't want a maintenance man because you want a real relationship. I understand that. So what about people that just want that? What is the deal with that? For those who like that.
There's no attachment. They don't have to do the things that a regular girlfriend would do or a regular wife would do or somebody who's in a – some people just don't want to be in a committed relationship at all.
But what about those that are married and they have a maintenance man? That's fine.
That's called cheating. That ain't really a maintenance man. That's
well, it's still maintenance because if the guy ain't giving them what they need, it's still cheating. Call it what you want.
Well, apparently he's giving them something because she's still there. She's getting.
Oh, he's
something.
Paying the bills. He's got her a new home. He's doing all kinds of things, you know.
I ain't even gonna touch that because I have a whole different light on that. A whole different.
But we want to know your light because we know you don't like it, and that's why I want people to hear that.
On that, bottom line is if you seeing somebody on the side, it's called adultery. End of story. I don't see where people should be feeding into that because a lot of people want to talk about or not talk about, but condone that type of behavior. And to me, it's just never acceptable. If you got somebody, why do you need another somebody? Because if the somebody you got at home ain't doing what they're supposed to in all areas, you need to get rid of that somebody at home, leave them, and go on and be with and just have your maintenance man.
Fix that relationship at home and don't have a maintenance man.
Exactly.
You can fix it. I mean, it can be fixed.
Sometimes.
But I'm just trying to figure out why do people do that? Well, I'm just trying to figure out why do people do it.
Because
it's the easiest solution to an impossible question. You know, I put this on my page all the time. You know, the easy thing is never the right thing. The right thing is rarely the easy thing. You know, and
well, we just got this from the chat room. We just got this from the chat room, and I know you're going to continue with what you have to say. I'm sorry to cut you off. But someone just said that there are zero problems with a maintenance man.
I agree with that. Oh, wow. Until
because
somebody
if any problems arise, then it's time to get
maintenance. Until somebody gets emotionally attached.
Well, you know, everybody always say this emotional thing, that they can fuck without emotions. But, you know, eventually some emotions are going to come in. They're going to come in eventually. You can say that all day long. But guess what? There's going to be some emotion somewhere. Somebody, it may not be both people, but somebody's going to renegotiate the damn contract. You have to renegotiate it because it's going to be a point where somebody's going to get involved. They're going to want to be with you more than what you're saying. And then you got to sit down again with this person and say, wait a minute, we agreed that we was going to do this. Now, what's up? So that's why I'm trying to find out more about the maintenance man issue, maintenance woman, or whatever the fuck.
You really want a commitment-free attachment or an emotional attachment is get your battery-operated boyfriend. Then you ain't got to worry about it. You ain't got to talk to him. He ain't got to talk to you.
Pick somebody that do
he
what?
He loves you just like the last person.
You get you a battery-operated maintenance man. That way ain't got to be no conversation. There's no, you're not committing adultery. None of that.
If you're claiming that the only reason
you
have this man is because you want a nut, then a battery-operated boyfriend will do just fine.
You know something? I hear people say that, but I also hear people say that that's not enough. It's just a carryover.
So
but having a maintenance man shouldn't be enough either because he can't give you. All he's giving you is the dick. That's it. He ain't giving you.
But that's all you want from him, though. That's all you want, though.
That's all you want from the maintenance man. And that's all you need from the battery operated dildo.
Well, sometimes people want to feel flesh. They don't want to feel a battery operated dildo. I'm just saying. I know you girls, you're happy with that. I understand that. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just trying to figure, I'm just trying to see the point of people doing what they do.
And wait, okay? You got that. We are not happy. We are not happy to be alone. We choose to be alone rather than to be with people who don't in a relationship, not feel. We're not happy being alone. We would rather be with the man that God chose for us, right, God?
Yeah,
that,
right?
That's right. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
I don't have a
deal, though.
Yeah, so stop saying that we're running out saying
okay.
We're happy.
I don't. I'm getting some women that disagree with y'all in the chat room, and we got about 14 minutes.
I don't have
a deal, though. They're saying, wow, that's part of the problem. Okay, I see that. And then I see somebody saying that as a grown-ass woman who's been married twice, I want to have sex and still have just me in my life.
So
they're not me in a relationship. They just want to fuck.
That's between her and God. I don't know.
Okay.
Look, there is no absolute.
Okay, you're throwing God in. So if you're in a relationship and you're not married, but you're in a relationship, is that still right?
You shouldn't be cheating on the person you're with. Even if he ain't no good, then you should leave him first.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you single, he's single, and you with him, and you're in a relationship. Are you gonna wait till you get married to fuck him, or are you gonna fuck him while you going through?
If you gotta step outside of any relationship, then you shouldn't.
I'm not talking about stepping out of a relationship. I'm talking about you single, he's single. You with this guy, y'all decide y'all wanna be together. You're not married. Are you gonna have sex or you're not?
Are you in a committed relationship with the person? If you decided,
I'm talking about a committed relationship between the two.
If you decide you're going to be with that person, then you're in a committed relationship, right?
Yeah, but you're not married, so is it wrong because you keep bringing God in it? So I'm just trying to figure out how much God is in this.
You're still stepping outside of the relationship, right?
No, I'm talking about you. It's just you and this person. There's no other person. It's just you and him.
Okay, so then let me take it a step further. Fornication is a sin, too. So now what?
So that's what I'm asking you. So what is right?
You shouldn't be having sex anyway,
then all of us guilty.
I'm asking. Because you keep saying you're going to bring God in every time you get. So I'm just trying to figure out if it's a regular relationship.
Said,
nobody is cheating on nobody.
You said that the woman said she was married and she had to step outside of the marriage.
We're talking about something different now, Cotton.
That's what I was talking about when I made that statement.
Okay,
when
so you brought it back,
but we wasn't talking about that right now. Yes, we were.
So you brought it back.
When I made the statement, that's why I said that. It's because you made that comment.
Okay. Okay.
Who's that, baby girl?
I'm just trying to figure out how much God is in it, because I mean, if there's nobody's cheating on nobody, you meet somebody and y'all not married, what do you do?
Do you wait? What do you do? Because folks are grown. We're all adults. Ain't nobody saying anybody is perfect. But I mean,
okay.
If you want to condemn
compromise comes in.
It's not compromise. It's an inconsistency that I will gladly own. But you are trying to make someone feel bad about the inconsistency.
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to make anybody feel nothing. I'm just trying to find out what's right.
You already know what's right.
Yeah, exactly.
You already know what's right.
You want to try to make somebody feel bad, like oh, you fornicated. That's as bad as cheating.
How am I going to feel bad? Because I'm not married and I'm fucking all the time. So how am I making somebody feel bad?
Could you let me finish? Can I finish? Thank you. If I fornicate, I did not make a commitment or a promise to anyone. I ain't promised nobody else shit. If I cheat on you and I promised you or I told you we were in a monogamous relationship, then I am no longer a woman of my word.
We're not talking about cheating no more. I just asked a new question, and y'all are still on the old stuff.
Your new question is, let me tell you what your new question is. Your new question is, if I'm with DV, and me and DV decided we were going to be together, and then I sleep with you, is that wrong? Hell yeah, it's wrong.
I didn't say that. That is not the new question. That's not the new question. The new question is if you, as a woman, are single and you meet a man, there's no other people involved, just you and him. Y'all both single and y'all decide y'all want to get together. Do y'all get together or not? That's what
that's
I. That was the new question.
If that's what you want to do, then that's what you do. It depends on how you feel about that person. I mean, I can't. We can't answer for everybody.
I'm not trying to get you to answer for everybody. I'm just saying, because the reason why I even asked that question is because
if you want to get with that person or not, how you feel about
question,
that person is going to determine.
The reason why I asked the question, what I'm saying, listen, the reason why I asked the question was to find out, you know, because you were saying that, okay, cheating is a sin. So is sleeping with somebody that you ain't married to a sin?
I already said that fornication was a sin.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So I'm just going by what you're saying. That's all. That's all I was doing. I wasn't talking about anything else. And I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad. I don't do that. I don't come on the show to make people feel bad. That's not the objective.
The
objective is to talk about that. This is the point. This is the point. If you're saying that somebody's going around cheating and they're with somebody, you know, whether they married or not, and they cheat on that person, that's wrong. So is being with the person that you're not married to, is that still wrong or not? That's the point.
When there's no, if I sleep with DV, I'm using DV because he's on the phone. If I sleep with DV and I don't have no other commitments to nobody else, that's between me, DV, and God. I ain't got an answer to the third.
That's the answer I was trying to get.
There's no third
that's
party to answer to. So I don't even understand the relevance of that question.
Because you were saying that everything else was a sin, so you was putting God in it. So I'm just saying,
no,
so is regular relationships a sin or not? That's the revelation.
I said that fornication was a sin. That's what I said. So whether you got it, whether you're in a committed relationship or not, if you're not married, it's fornication, and you already know that.
Okay. All right.
Like
so I'm just trying to figure it out because it was sounding distant there for a minute. That's the reason why I asked that.
You were trying to convict people. It's not the same thing. It's wrong this way. Not the same thing. It's apples and oranges, Red. So you tell yourself whatever you need to make you feel better.
I don't have to tell myself shit. First of all, I ain't got to tell myself shit. I'm good. I don't have a problem. You know, I don't have no issues. The thing is, I'm just trying to figure out what y'all saying. Because y'all saying all this, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. I'm just trying to figure it out. That's all.
But you know what?
So don't put it on me like I got an issue because I don't have an issue.
People want you to feel bad because you're.
Why would I want somebody to feel bad? Why do you think that? Why do I have to feel? Why do I have to make somebody feel bad for?
With being inconsistent on certain things, but I think that what you try to do is compare apples and oranges. Brought up,
y'all Negroes crazy
talking about cheating.
I'ma just say it. Y'all Negroes. Y'all woo. Okay. I guess I was the only one not saying nothing. So I'm gonna jump in and ring the bell. Ding ding ding. All right. all the fighters to their corners, please. Damn.
It got a little hot in here, huh?
That's what I'm saying, a little hot, man. Y'all was talking fire. Like really, really.
My objective was not to make anybody feel bad, and if they did, then I'm sorry. That wasn't the issue. The issue was just trying to just talk about different things. You know, we were just trying to talk about different things and try to figure out certain things and say certain things on here. That's all we were doing.
Well,
it was not trying to make nobody feel bad or guilty, because I can't do that.
Yeah, the one thing that's important is to definitely listen to what we have to say before you interrupt so that you can make the whole thing. So that you don't have to feel like you're not understanding.
I don't feel shit. I don't feel, I ain't defending nothing. I don't feel bad at all.
You did say that you wanted to make it clear. You said you wanted to make sure that you had an understanding of what we were saying. But if you hadn't interrupted me, you would have heard all of that. Because I said fornication is a sin, period. And you already know what fornication is.
Okay. All right, you said it.
So you should have stayed in your corner when DV sent you there.
Hey,
no, you had to come out again.
What's
it already doing? Thank God put that one super piece of your ass.
DV ain't sending nobody to their corner. He said everybody get in their corner.
Ah. Oh, damn. Just when we was having fun.
Is that that's your definition of fun? That's fun.
I'm not mad at all.
I'm not mad either. I have no reason to be. There's no reason for me to be mad. So if y'all think that I'm mad, then you don't know me then, because I'm not. This is just conversation.
I didn't say that you were.
Okay. Well, I'm not. But let me get ready to go ahead and end the show right now, because I got about 4 minutes and I need to play this song that I wanted to play at the end. So we'll just leave it on that note.
Man, y'all have a happy new year. Y'all crazy.
You too, DZ. Bye,
all right,
Carmen.
Sweetie. See y'all next year. All right, Red.
Right.
You my boy. We're going to do
bye,
this again
Red.
Next year.
Let me